Yes, I'm leaving. Why? Really? How can you ask me that? I told you 3 times that I wanted to, and you ignored every single one. You say that I overreacted, that I imagined things. I fucking didn't. Your so-called friend is inappropriate. Actually, beyond that. You know, I can handle weird questions. I can handle being interrogated by your friends, making sure that I'm treating you well. I get it, okay? You know what I don't accept? How you reacted to that. You not telling your friend to stop when they're literally hands on me. You not immediately taking me home after that and making sure that I'm okay. You saying that this is all a big misunderstanding. I would have never, never done that to you. Do you get that? The second I even thought you were uncomfortable, I would have been by your side. And if you asked to go home, there wouldn't have been a discussion as to if or when that would have happened. We would have already been home a long time ago. So yes, to answer your stupid question, I am going home. Is that what I am? Ridiculous? Okay, so that makes me what? Let's sum this up. I am ridiculous. I imagine things. I am a bad girlfriend. I am selfish for making you feel bad about wanting to stay with your friend, even though your girlfriend was being groped by one of them. But, oh, no, wait. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That didn't actually happen because I'm a little cuckoo and I imagine things. Okay? So I guess I'm just imagining the fact that I transferred you money for a cab later too. You know, why don't you just go, why don't you go have fun with your friends? What the hell just happened? I don't even get what got into you today. We've always been a team. We've always looked out for one another and everything was fine at first. You held my hand during dinner. We danced and we did that awfully, awfully bad R&B song at karaoke, and then I don't even know what happened. It's like something shifted. You disappear left and right, and you just looked at me. And I got some really weird questions, if I was okay to flirt with others, what's my view as accounts of cheating, have I ever cheated? When your so-called friend said I look cute in that dress, you didn't even make a joking, hey, response. You even thought I made up the touching part, and yeah, it's not like it was anything big. Like, why? Why were you like this today? This isn't you. What shit? Oh fuck! No! 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 No, 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 Hey. I didn't expect you to be here. I'm sorry. My phone died on the way. Car broke down. This whole thing. I'm okay. Yeah. Yes. I am okay. I'm okay. I'm sorry to make you worry. I didn't mean to scare you. I was angry as hell. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't really know how to feel. I'm disappointed, I'm upset, I'm confused. Whatever happened today, it's so unlike you. And please don't insult me and use the alcohol excuse. I didn't see you with a single drink tonight. Well, in case it was, that might have explained a few things, but honestly, it doesn't excuse your actions or lack thereof. You saw it. Why are you asking me? Really? It wasn't anything bad, okay? It was just touching my arm, so yes, technically I guess looking back, maybe I exaggerated, but that's what it felt like to me. I don't know Casey, and I don't like strangers touching me. And it wasn't just that, even. It was the questions leading up to it, the weird eye contact. It was everything collectively that left me really uneasy. So I was trying to tell you what happened and how I felt, and you didn't listen. You took Casey's side. You said Casey has a girlfriend and would never do that. Or maybe, you know, maybe I was overreacting or reading too much into things. I really don't get it. Either I have imagined things, you know, during our whole relationship, and this version is the real you. But I don't want to believe that. So just, can you please tell me what happened? I will. If you'll actually tell me the truth, if you don't make excuses, you know, no bullshit, then yeah, I'll listen. Yeah, couch is fine. So, what happened from your perspective? I'm sorry that happened. I mean, I knew Rex was a piece of shit, but... that... So this was Casey's idea. Essentially to test me. When to see if I would cheat on you? Did you agree to it? What the fuck? You do know how messed up that is, right? Damn right, Casey crossed the line. Okay, so got it. This was just a big test to see if I'm the same type that your ex was. Keep you from making a mistake? Okay, did I do something to make you think that I would cheat on you? Honestly. I still don't get it. I really don't. So you didn't see any signs with your ex either? Listen, I get that almost everyone has a past relationship that left scars. And I appreciate the apology and you opening up to me. It's just why didn't you just talk to me? Express the concern that you had. This could have been a conversation. So, she would shut you down when you tried? And ridiculed you for thinking that? There's a term for that, you know. I'm certainly not perfect in this situation. I know that. I'm sorry I raised my voice at you. For cursing at you, for... I wish I would have just walked away for a bit and calmed down. I really regret not doing that. And especially after what you just told me. I'm sure that was triggering, and that was not my intention. I was upset and really hurt that you think I will be the kind of person that felt betrayed. That doesn't mean I get to speak to you like that. You know, this can't happen again, okay? If I ever do something or say something that makes you feel any kind of way, just tell me. I'm not gonna think it's stupid. I'm not gonna ridicule you. I actually want to know. I love you. I want to make you happy. I really do. I want you to feel like you can trust me, that you can open up to me, that we can talk about things when... that we can have real and difficult conversations. So let's do that, okay? Let's try to do that. I'll forgive you, and if you're willing to forgive me, deal. Yeah, you can have an hug. I kind of need a hug, if I'm honest. Maybe this is what I should have done. Just stayed in your lap the entire evening. I know. We were both jerks, kind of. It happens. I mean, we all make mistakes, right? No. I never have. I never cheated on anyone. Okay. That's a big question. What does count as that? I think there's a lot of things. I think there is emotional cheating. And then I think there is being physical. To simplify it, maybe it's things you wouldn't be comfortable doing in front of your partner with someone else. Like there, if let's say there was a text I wanted to send to someone, but I wouldn't do that in front of you or something, I think that's a red flag. I wouldn't be all lovey-dovey, holding hands, you know, things like that with someone. What about you? Makes perfect sense. Would you say you get jealous easily? I'm just asking, it's no judgment. I get that. I think I'm probably a little bit like that too. I don't know. It's the whole, I kind of want you to myself a little bit. I want to be the one in your arms. The one that's there for you. The one that you feel safe with. You're right. It does take time. It takes that building up of trust. Exactly. A little bit, maybe. I think maybe moving on from this, there's still a little bit of building back. But no, it's not. It's not completely from scratch. I knew why you went along with this. And not making excuses for it, but I understand how you were feeling. And that made me feel while this was not the best idea, you were trying to protect your heart. Just know that. I wouldn't do that to you. I know our entire relationship has been kind of a whirlwind and we've been moving really fast. But I really meant what I said when I said I love you. I still do. I want to be with you. And only you. Yes, I mean it. Good. Just you.